What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read and irresponsibly speculate through all of the internet's clickbait garbage, so you don't have to.
As much
is right.
Now, today's theme is amazing. I was thinking we should call it Sexy Death.
Sexy death.
Sexy death.
If you're going to die, I want to die sexy.
But you're not bringing sexy back. You're taking sexy away. It's done.
Sexy death. It's over. A sexy finish.
Yeah.
What would a sexy finish be for you?
Is there such thing?
I mean, I would think if I was skydiving in one of those flying squirrel suits over an active volcano and accidentally got hit by some wind and got thrown into the volcano, that's kind of a sexy death.
But didn't you also say dying on a roller coaster? Because you love that.
Well, dying on a roller coaster, I'd rather die in the flying squirrel suit over a volcano.
If I was going to choose my death, it would have to be something ocean related.
But it's got to be sexy. What would be sexy about it?
Well, what's sexy about... Oh, the squirrel suit?
Yeah, living dangerously. That's sexy. Girls like daredevils.
Right? But that's kind of like along the furry line. Well, although it's not also
a flying squirrel suit. Like, it's just those big human kite suits.
Oh, okay.
Like the flying squirrels.
So not like the Mario suit.
Not in an actual Tanuki suit or anything from Mario 3. No. No. I can see where you thought, like, maybe the furry thing doesn't have to be over a volcano. No, I'm saying, like, inside a human kite suit, whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
And, you know, you die in a volcano because that's just real dangerous or stupid, one of the two. But
all these years, I seriously thought you meant you wanted to wear a costume.
No, not a costume of a flying squirrel.
I think
I call them flying squirrel
suits
because that's exactly how flying squirrels
that
fly.
Is what it
right?
Is.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what mine would be
because even if you were like filming porn or something like that, trying to be sexy and then you died, nobody dies sexy.
If you were filming a porn and you died, is that still a porn or is it a snuff film?
That's a question that's going to sit with me for a second. Right, and then you also have to think, if you die during porn, when you die, you, like, release all your bowels, right? And, you like, so you pee and...
Is that guaranteed?
Pee and poop everywhere?
I don't think you're guaranteed
well,
that.
Well, doesn't it just, like, bleh, just all come out? I don't know, I've never died before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't watched anyone die.
We could ask someone who has.
Yeah, we'd have to get... Who's that, the psychic?
Oh, yeah, Miss Cleo?
Yeah, Miss Cleo. We're going to have to call her up and figure that out.
Did she die?
I wonder if she died sexy, right? She could have died sexy.
Okay, so check this out. These are all sexy death stories, but not in the sexy, well, I guess it is danger type of way. But for example, this first one is from metro.co.uk. This man murdered his girlfriend.
Murdered?
Murdered with his penis with... It's unintentional murder.
Wait a second.
Yeah, she choked to death.
Oh, whoa. Hey.
Yeah, so it...
So are you proud of that, or are you terrified of that?
What, him or her?
Well, her, she should be terrified of it, but, I mean, the guy, I mean, you actually killed someone with your penis.
Oh, that's a good point.
Are you proud of, like, wow, what a penis I have? Or at the same time, you're like, I just killed my girlfriend.
Right.
Maybe the next person I sleep with, I'll kill them too. How, wait, she choked on it?
Yeah, so you can assume
what was
going on.
Yeah.
And he was just going hard. And I guess she must have not been able to breathe. And she dies. And because he did murder her, they had to charge him. They had to arrest him. They had to charge him with murder.
Because he killed her, right?
Manslaughter. I want to look up this court case and see if this is on YouTube.
Well,
I would watch it start to finish.
Manslaughter's just spelled man's laughter anyway, so he just laughed his entire way through that.
You just blew my mind with man's laughter.
It's manslaughter.
It's crazy.
Well, the thing is like, I think it's really funny because
technically it's woman's slaughter.
The judge never ruled on the request to put Patterson's penis on display in court, so he went to his lawyer and was like, I'll show him my dick. Do you think he'll believe me if I show him my dick?
What's your what other options do you
it
have?
It must be huge.
That's the only thing. Or maybe it's skinny but long.
Oh, right. That it went too far down. But I'm going to have to think it was somewhat kind of girthy because it cut off her airway. Well, like, at what point does she stop, like, seeming like she's
like
having a good time?
Tapping out? Yeah.
So what that tells me is she looked like she wasn't enjoying it ever. Because
Never.
He couldn't tell the difference between her choking and dying on it,
yeah.
than her having a good time with it, maybe yes. he does deserve to be in jail.
His defense like was...
the tears were running down her eyes, and she just, like, turned blue.
I can't breathe. She's, like, grabbing his legs, like, clawing.
That
like,
was definitely trying. Not a sexy death.
She had to have been punching and, like...
the way it was they were just doing the reverse of a 69 with him on top.
Oh! That's feasible,
96
too.
And a girl. Maybe that... he was doing that. And then he was looking the other direction, so he couldn't tell because, you know, he was facing the other way.
And he's got that pencil dick, and it just lodged.
He's just got that Lincoln log or the massive redwood oak from California in his pants.
Or she was tied down because wouldn't you, if you, regardless, you'd pull away. Or, no, he
had... Because there was no way that she was on top.
He had to have his hand on the back of her head. It has to be that. Because you if you can't breathe, you would pull away.
He was just holding her down there for, like, minutes at a time.
Yeah.
No, because that's just so hot. Like, so, yeah, I know you like it, honey. Like, what is that?
Guess how many hours the jury spent deliberating.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to think that was pretty... quick, right? It was over pretty quick.
They spent five hours.
Okay. Yeah.
They decided he was not guilty of second degree murder.
Okay, so that's manslaughter, right?
He has only been dating her for 4 months. Ooh. Worst boyfriend she's ever had.
Oh my gosh. Dick so big I choked and died on it. Yes. Right.
Imagine giving that eulogy. That would be really weird.
Wait a second. How long did he take to call there?
I was just reading this. So it looks like she was dead for 24 or 48 hours.
So he freaked out. He freaked out and was like, what do? I choked her with my dick. And no one's going to believe me.
I'd freak.
So maybe that's why he was in the courtroom going, I'll just show the judge my penis.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show everybody.
His only saving grace.
It has to be a saving grace.
Only saving grace is that there was no signs of trauma and...
excuse me. There's no signs of trauma. She choked on the man's penis. Obviously, she was getting beat up with that thing.
She was surrounded by semen-stained tissues. So...
they were going at it a lot. Maybe they were
Or he's just one of those super soakers.
Or he was just like doing it afterwards. Apparently, if you want to get away with it, you just have to blow a load in a bunch of tissues around the body of the corpse you have there.
But you can't leave any trauma on the body.
It sounds like there was some trauma if she died.
So the court decided, although he choked her, he didn't strangle her, and that would be a legal difference.
Well, more the fact that she just choked on it.
Yeah.
Not like him making her choke on it. I mean, he kind of was.
Or maybe maybe she was really trying to impress him. Like, you have no idea how good I am.
Check this out. Gone.
He's like, whoa. She wasn't kidding.
Yeah, right. She was a surprise, right? She's been building up to this moment for 4 months.
It was his birthday.
Right, so, back from Red Lobster, and then it was going to be this right here.
Get the tissues, honey. You're right. Going to need them today.
Happy birthday to...
Okay, so that one's pretty batshit crazy.
That guy's got PTSD after that, but you know at some point in his life he's going to brag about it.
But do you think he's ever going to want...
I don't know, the last girl that I slept with, I accidentally killed with my dick.
Yes. I mean, if I were him...
I'm just so scared. I like you so much, but I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid.
Yeah. Vaginal penetration only.
Only.
From this point
no
forward.
Anal either, because I can see him destroying something.
He just rips out.
You're just going to wish you were dead after that one. It won't kill you, but you're going to think about dying a lot.
So the next one we have is a man dies during sex from an extreme orgasm. This is literally
That's the way I want to go.
This is actually what his death certificate says. Extreme orgasm. Whoa. Like a boss.
I think I want that as my epitaph, too, on my tombstone. Yeah, extreme yes. orgasm.
Reverend extreme orgasm. Yeah,
right.
Patrick
That's going to be
Robert.
His middle name now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine that? Because you're going to be like, whoa! Oh,
he was only 35 years old.
What's her phone number?
He was having sex with a sex worker.
Oh, so a prostitute. Wow, she must really be doing it.
Yep, yep. And while she was doing him, he lost consciousness. And he ended up dying. And that was it. But there is proof
like
that he did
aneurysm?
Orgasm.
Was
there
it
is
an
proof.
Aneurysm? Either that or he just really
Yes, you nailed it. The extreme orgasm caused his brain vessels to rupture.
Holy shit.
Which led to his death. So she is not held liable and no charges have been filed.
That goes as a gold star on that sex worker's portfolio.
No
it
doubt.
It really does.
No doubt.
Like, that's really does.
Literally killer pussy. Yeah.
Yes.
So
she got some killer pussy.
So then,
like for real.
Then we have crushed by porn. So this man is
his VHS collection just toppled over and on top
magazines. He was in.
I knew it was an outdated form of media.
Yep. He was in a the dirty bookstore, and he was browsing the magazines, and a 13,000-pound stash of porn mags fell on him and killed him.
I don't want to go out that way.
No.
Because then your whole family knows that you're, A, at the dirty bookstore.
Yes.
Porn is free. So what you know what you're doing on those ones is you're going to look for porn that's not available easily on the internet. And guess what that is? That's the weird shit.
Yeah. Or his wife said, don't let me catch you looking at porn on your phone again.
Yeah, so she's got the browser history on lock, right?
Yeah,
so he can't use his phone or anything else, or he's into weird shit. Those are the only reasons that you go to porn stores anymore.
Or he maybe isn't internet friendly.
Maybe. Yeah, well, internet savvy at least, none.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, it's 2021. It really is.
Yeah, he could just ask someone.
So apparently he was too embarrassed to, so he went to the porn store incognito, because everybody goes in a trench coat with one of those fedoras on and some like aviators, right? No one wants to be known as the guy going in the porn store.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But you want to be known less as the guy that died because 13,000 pounds of porn fell on him in the porn store.
That's a lot of porn.
That would not be the way I want to go.
No.
You got to think, too, of which magazine did he pull that's obviously that cursed.
That made the whole thing
fall. Yeah, that went all the way down. It might be karma, because there would be like nothing but Bush special granny edition.
Yes.
I believe that didn't just come off the top of my
big
head.
And beautiful.
I've seen ones like that as I walk by from the party store. Yeah, I swear it's just that. But maybe it's instant karma that he got toppled by 13,000 pounds of porn.
Absolutely.
Was it 13,000 pounds of child porn? Was
it
furry stuff? Was it something that maybe it's just like, nope, you're done, dude. Before you even get your hand on your crank, you're done.
Very well could be. We have a Russian man who had a bet with his friends that he could not participate in a 12-hour orgy.
Okay, so what?
He bet $4,000. It was a bet.
But, like, do you have an orgy for 12 hours?
I mean, 12 minutes is way more than I need.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, I hate to leave the party early, but, you know, you only got here 5 minutes ago. Like, I'm done. I've done what I need to do.
You haven't opened your beer.
I've done what I need to do. I can leave now. Yeah. I mean, do you wait around at an orgy? What if you finish first? Do you just go start to hit the snack? Is there a snack line?
Oh, a buffet.
Like 12-hour orgy.
What are
you doing for 12 hours? I mean, there's only so many things you can do.
Yeah.
And you've got to be so dehydrated
by then. You've got to be sore, raw.
Sweaty. Or like just
after the third hour, you've got to be like clock watching.
Right, man. I don't understand what you do I understand what you would do, but you could get all that done within 20 minutes.
Twice.
And I'm done. I ain't playing around. Bye, guys.
7 minutes with foreplay, 5 minutes without.
So
So, yeah, so he had this bet
for $4,000.
$4,
if you bet me $4,000 to participate in a 12-hour orgy, I still wouldn't. I don't know, maybe I would.
I'm personally too old. I would be, it wouldn't be happening.
I mean,
35 minutes, I'd be dry as a desert.
Got a stitch in my side. Yeah. Hold on a second. Anybody got a Gatorade? I need some electrolytes. Oh, my back is on fire. Right. Don't worry, that's just one of those icy hot patches.
I was just going to say, I'd have those. It would be rough.
Can I sit down in the seat with the orthopedic back straps on there? I think that's what I need. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Listen to how crazy this is. He does go all 12 hours. He wins the bet. Minutes after completing the bet, he died of a heart attack.
Yeah, because it'd be like, all right, I bet you can't run on a treadmill for 12 hours.
Christ, no. But, sex is a lot of work.
If you're doing it right.
For a dude, you got to put your back into
that. And especially,
too,
if she's bigger than you.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, because not everybody's going to be as skinny as the person that's going for it, right? So, but that's what I'm saying. That's all right, I bet you can't play basketball for 12 hours. I'm pretty sure if you went and played basketball for 12 hours straight, not stopping, you would die of a heart attack afterwards.
It hurts to lay in bed for 12 hours.
Right. So
I've woken up sore from sleeping.
And imagine
twist your neck up wrong or something. This is a 12-hour serious workout.
It's an orgy that these apparently female pals of his had.
Friends. These are great friends.
These are prostitutes, again. There's no way that there's a girl that's your friend.
You can't sleep with me for 12 hours.
Right. I was just going to say, hey, Karma, I've got this bet. I bet you can't last 12 hours at an orgy, and we're all going to be there.
Yeah, with me.
I got to be there to make sure, so I figured I'd just join in on the orgy if I got to watch,
Whoever lasts longest gets the money. Yeah. So the reason
tell your husband that it's just a bet, okay? It's nothing, anything. Doesn't he want $4,000 too? Because it's half his.
Yes. So the reason for the heart attack was he took such a massive quantity of Viagra, and you combine that with the 12 hours of exercise, which the average person does not get per day.
You can't do that.
And you killed yourself. You are dead. It said he was guzzling Viagra.
Well, because doesn't that take all the blood away from other things?
Oh, is that what it does? It's like a blood thinner?
No, it just redeposits it in your Johnson.
But it would have to thin blood other
That's
places.
Why some people get all lightheaded if they have too much of a raging boner. For longer than 4 hours, you got to consult your doctor.
It's because you're like, there's no blood
circulation. Yeah, it's all the blood's going right into that.
Freak out. Yeah. I learned so many new things.
So 12 hours
today.
With a raging heart on with eating.
Exercise. Just you're pounding away.
And you're
non-stop.
Just eating Viagra with one hand and just joining in the orgy with the other one. Or
you probably got
camera.
A belly bag just full of Viagra because you can't stop. You got to keep going.
That's when you get one of those IV drips of Gatorade or something just right into you. And that way you could do it. I guess that'd be a way to die. I mean, he died after having a 12-hour orgy.
Yeah. And then winning. But he kind of went out on a high note, didn't he?
His girl pals that are joining us. Can anyone get banged for 12 hours and not suffer some sort of chafing?
I think the pals just figured, hey, this dude's going to have to give us $4,000. We'll split it six ways.
Do you think that's what he paid all the women with was his $4,000 or earnings?
Yeah, and then they said, if you can last, we'll give it back, knowing damn well no one can last 12 hours. But this guy came determined.
He came in with, four bottles of Viagra
and
chugged
them
all.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
At least he won. It'd be worse if he died losing.
He didn't win. Yeah. You're absolutely right. He at least died a winner and at a 12-hour orgy. So, sexy death, that would have to be the sexiest death so far.
It would, but wait for it.
I don't know, extreme orgasm.
Wait for this one. Donna Lang, 51 years old, smothered her lover to death with her boobies.
Ooh, they were big boobies.
Her boobs were so big that it didn't choke him. It crushed his face.
Yeah, the intoxicated woman from Washington claims she didn't know how the man died. I'm sure she figured it out.
Oh, but a witness claimed to have seen her crush's face. So what is it?
She's another some drunk chick with huge boobs, and she
huge.
I'm guessing she was a big girl too,
or small.
Because like, if she's on, if she drops on his face, her boobs, right? So she's right, on to top crush. Of him, kind of, right?
Oh, it must have been a kinky thing. Like,
no, I just think I she might have been heavy. She or, was, she was a big girl or, to me.
I want you to jump off this ladder and land your titties
right in my face,
directly on my face.
Well, and someone saw this too, which is funny.
So, I don't know.
I like, think she might have just like fell on top of him because she was drunk, and she's probably a big girl, and she like made it so he can't breathe on his chest, but then his face was covered by her boobs.
She's
and,
like, "Honey, let me give you a strip tease in front of our friends. Yeah, she it's just your falls birthday."
And then just, like, she's squirming around, trying to be all sexy and
crush,
and then crush, just smothered like, him.
No, this isn't smother. This is crushing his face.
Wow.
Crush. Like, this is an actual, like, blow. So hard.
Right, but and when titties are that big, I don't care. When they're that big, they're not pretty titties at
That's
all.
That's a
that
lot
point.
More than a
they're
mouthful.
They're dangerous.
Clearly.
And you might die.
Then we have a sperm bank heart attack. So this happened back in 2011. The guy was trying so hard to make extra money. So he was just going to fill those cups up by any means possible.
I've always heard about stories like that. Didn't we watch a couple documentaries where it was the doctors that were doing that too?
Oh, you're right. The one
or
was...
Or the people that were lying on their sperm sample.
Oh, my God. What was that doc?
It
was
applications, and they just kept coming in as different people just...
Yes, what was
donating?
That? That one was the baby doctor, the baby baby dad? Baby God!
Baby
the baby God.
God! Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Something like that.
So this guy wanted to make as much money as possible, so he spent 2 hours inside of a booth that he already visited 4 times that week, and he just overexerted himself, died of a heart attack.
See, that's not a sexy death. That's a lonely death.
Now, which one of the things that we've discussed today do you think would be the sexiest death, and which do you think is the absolute worst way to die?
See, I'm kind of torn between extreme orgasm and...
Oh, extreme orgasm has to be the sexiest, because that was probably
or the
fun.
12-hour orgy and winning a bet for $4,000 while doing it.
You went out on a high note.
But I would have to say the extreme orgasm is more of the bonus star for the prostitute that was... giving the extreme orgasm.
But you were also doing it with a prostitute. Like, you weren't doing it with someone you cared about where you, like, died in your lover's arms.
The 12-hour orgy and winning $4,000 on a bet.
Just buddies.
Yeah, it was just with friends that were friends of his.
Games with friends.
I've known you how long, and I've never been like okay, 12-hour orgy. Hear me out, okay? Yeah. $4,000, you, and all those people over there.
Yeah.
I think that one actually is the sexiest death, because he went out on a high note twice.
But there's no way it's fun after 2 hours.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because we did discuss that. I mean, there's chafing issues, there's dehydration, there's side cramps. You ever get a cramp in your foot sometimes? You're just like, the moment's done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over.
I mean, you have to pull a muscle at some point.
At some point.
And, you know, it can't be fun to a 12-hour boner.
That no,
there's no. I mean, they just how you said, they tell you to call
the doctor.
You should have
called your doctor 3 times in that time frame.
Yes,
you should have been 3 times you called me during this 12-hour boner.
Yeah, you
should have
called
sir.
The doctor twice and got an ambulance before the third call.
Well, so okay, extreme orgasm, I guess, would be the sexiest death.
And then the worst would have to be the boob crush. I think
that's a big girl boob crush.
I mean, like it or no, the porn rack.
Depends
that's
on
worst.
What the porn was.
No,
if we would have known what the porn was, I could have made a more educated decision.
Both ways are being crushed to death. So would you rather be crushed by 13,000 pounds of porn mags or by massive tits?
Well, I guess the porn mags is the worst one then.
Yeah, all right.
Because massive tits.
Unsexiest death goes to porn mags, for sure.
Crushed by 13,000 pounds of porn mags,
yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's what we have today for you guys.
That is all the time that we have here for today. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FilthFromThe80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it's 248-716-8271. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything.
Guys!
And we will see
you next week. We love you. We're very sorry.
Peace. extreme orgasm.
There's one that I missed. This cop died in 2009 when his heart gave out during a threesome. His wife sued the doctor for not warning him not to have sex. America.
Well, apparently, where was the third person in on that? Obviously, his wife was in on it.
Oh, yeah.